bucklers with bosses ground into one another. A great din rose in one same air, elation and agony of men destroying and destroyed. And earth, a stream with blood. In spring, snow-water torrents, risen and flowing down the mountainsides, hurl at a confluence their mighty waters out of the gorges, filled by tributaries, and far away upon the hills a shepherd hears the roar. So when these armies closed, there came a toiling clamor. Antilochus was the first man to down a Trojan soldier, a brave man in the front line, Echepolus Thalassiades. He hit him on the ridge that bore his crest, and driven in, the point went through his forehelm and his forehead bone, and darkness veiled his eyes. In the melee he toppled like a tower. Then by the feet the fallen man was seized by Elephenor Chalcodontiades, chief of Abantes, who tried to haul him out of range and strip him quickly of his arms. The trial was brief. Seeing him tugging at the corpse, his flank exposed beside the shield as he bent over, Aegina with his spear shaft shod in bronze hit him, and he crumpled. As he died, a bitter combat raged over his body between the Trojan spearmen and Achaeans, going for one another like wolves whirling upon each other, man to man. Then Ajax Telamonius knocked down the son of Anthemion, Simoesius, in the full bloom of youth. On slopes of Ida, descending by the banks of clear Simois, his mother had conceived him, while she kept a vigil with her parents over flocks. He got his name for this. To his dear parents he never made return for all their care, but had his life cut short when Ajax's shaft unmanned him. In the lead, as he came on, he took the spear thrust squarely in the chest beside the nipple on the right side. Piercing him, the bronze point issued by the shoulder blade, and in the dust he reeled and fell. A poplar, growing in bottomlands, in a great meadow, smooth-trunked, high up to its sheath of boughs, will fall before the chariot-builder's axe of shining iron, timber that he marked for warping into chariot tire rims. And seasoning, it lies beside the river. So, vanquished by the god-reared Ajax, lay Simoesius and Anthemedes.